Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus' disciples promise not to deny Jesus. Okay, this is in book Mark, one of the Gospels. He was a disciple of Jesus. And he wrote what he saw, and he was part of this group. Okay, as they were eating the communion supper, Jesus took bread and asked God's blessing on it and broke it in pieces and gave it to them and said, "Eat it, this is my body." Then he took a cup of wine, gave thanks to God for it, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my body, poured out for many, sealing the new agreement between God and man. I solemnly declare that I will never again taste wine until the day I drink a different kind of wine in the kingdom of God." Then they sang a hymn and they went out to the Mount of Olives. And while they were out there, Jesus told them, "All of you will desert me, for God has declared through the prophets, I will kill the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. But after I'm raised to life again, I will go to Galilee and meet you there." And then Peter, the really outspoken disciple, said to him, "I will never desert you no matter what the others do." "Peter," Jesus said, "before the cock crows a second time tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times." "No, I won't," Peter exploded. "Not even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the others vowed the same. All the disciples said, "I will not deny you." And he said, "No, everyone will desert me." Friends, Peter and all his disciples denied Jesus when questioned. All of Jesus' disciples, remember he had 12, Peter was one of them, and every single one of them denied Jesus when they were asked. And you will see that in the next scripture probably. Matthew 10:33 says, "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Friends, if you know Jesus, you cannot be a believer incognito. You have to tell people about Jesus. You have to not deny him. You have to speak up when the Holy Spirit tells you to speak. And you have to live for Jesus. Your life has to match up with your belief. If you really love God, the best thing you can do for yourself, your children, your husband, is to put the Ten Commandments. Let them know what the Ten Commandments are, and you try to live the best that you can by the Ten Commandments. Now, is it possible to fulfill every single one of them? Number one in the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt not worship any other god." That's number one. Number two, "Thou shalt not have any graven images put in your house, in your yard, wherever you put it. It needs to come down in the name of Jesus." If you love Jesus, if you want to serve God, every idol has to be destroyed. because God will not live where there is an idol. And I have seen it with my own eyes. Whoever puts up an idol in their home, and well outside their home, wherever, then God cannot, it's like saying, it's putting a sign, anybody cannot come in here. Amen? If you believe what I'm telling you, you can go to the Word of God. You can see for yourself and ask God to show you. And let us pray. Father God, right now we just pray that those who hear this message will come to you, honor your name, and worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, you said the truth will set them free. We thank you for setting people free today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.